it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller. It's our Pick 6 segment. Instead of doing it on Thursday, we're doing it on Tuesday. Charlie, I'll let you roll with it.
All right, guys, so we'll just kind of recap in last week. It was actually a good week for us. Congrats. I wish I had like the whoopee. Mike, you and I both went 4-2. Steve, you also went 4-2. Bobby was the worst of us at 3-3. So nobody had a losing week. Congrats, guys. That's progress.
His wife's still doing real good on them picks.
Listen, the upgraded standings. Mike, you are in the lead at 24-19. Bobby's at 23-20. Steve's at 22-21. And I am still behind at 18-25. I got to make some ground up here, guys. Mm. But, listen, I dug myself a hole. Baker Mayfield in Alabama really, really hurt me within the first half of the season. And, you know, I've changed my strategy a little bit. So let's see if it works out here for the better. Guys, college football week 8 is awesome. This weekend, it's got 5 different ranked matchups, a lot of really intriguing games. But at the same time, we had to pick 4 because we're only doing pick 6 and we only did 2 NFL games. So we're going to go in chronological order as always, starting with number 10 LSU at number 17 Vanderbilt. Vandy, 2.5-point favorites, Mike, as we had kind of mentioned in the first segment of the hour. Bobby's got LSU, and I was talking to you off air about this, Mike. I am begrudgingly agreeing with him. There is so much working for Vanderbilt in this game. For one, they're at home. It's at early 11 a.m. start time, and they're coming off a bye week. But LSU, despite the ugly win against South Carolina, showed me some things in the passing attack that I think they can build on for this upcoming matchup against Vanderbilt. LSU's defense, I'm relying on you here. Give me the Tigers plus 2.5.
LSU, I think they win in a close game, but this may be a field goal situation late, but give me the Tigers.
Yeah, I'm going with LSU here too, guys. So a clean sweep. The offense has been, you know, stop and start with Nussmeier. We've seen him have 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and 3 SEC games. With me, the offense, Charlie, I was at least encouraged a little bit by the run game.
Yeah.
Kind of showed up last matchup, and I see LSU getting an 11th straight victory over Vandy, even though, like you mentioned, that early start and on the road, not the, you know, kind of dismays you a little bit going into this matchup, but I still think LSU pulls it out.
And them coming off a bye, it is a scary,
yeah,
scary
right.
pick. It is easily the least confident that I am of any of these picks, but we'll go
Missouri,
with
that didn't do them no good with the bye.
That's true, but Bama's playing different, Mike. We'll get to them in just a second. So that's the first of 3 top 25 ranked matchups in the SEC. Up next, we're going with another one. This one's a top 10 game. Number 5, Ole Miss at number 9, Georgia. Georgia, 7.5-point favorites at home, guys. I know that Ole Miss did not look very good against Wazoo this past weekend. Mike, you and I were also talking off air about this. I think there may have been some kind of look-ahead factor there. I think Georgia wins this game, but I don't think they cover the 7.5. That sucker half point. I hate it. So give me Ole Miss. Bobby's also got Ole Miss. What do you guys got?
Guys, I'm going to take Georgia in this one at home, given that 7.5. We'll see how two sons of Saban face off here with the winner. Basically having a serve, you know, holding serve for that SEC title game spot. I think Georgia's defense earns the win. They did that, covered in Alabama, and I think they do the same this matchup.
Stole my thunder, Steve. That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm going to go with the Bulldogs here. They don't do anything great, but they good across the board. I don't know why, but I think history tells you Kiffin has not matched up well against Kirby Smart in Georgia. And so I'm going to go with the Bulldogs.
Up next, guys, we got another top 25 ranked matchup in the SEC. Number 11, Tennessee at number 6, Alabama. A very underrated rivalry in the SEC circles. Alabama -7.5 at home. Bobby's got Bama covering. I agree with him. Tennessee's got some defensive issues, and Ty Simpson is playing lights-out football right now. Give me the Tide to roll, and at home as well, where Kalen DeBoer has been excellent.
Yeah, I'm doing a little more research on my picks of late, Charlie, and I'm seeing here the Tide are 3-0 against the spread at home. Like you mentioned, too, Ty Simpson continued to play at the high level. Tennessee hasn't won at Bama since 2003. Roll Tide.
Same here. going with Alabama. Man, Tennessee's so leaky on defense.
Yes.
I think they can score points and match Alabama, but good gracious, they don't play well on defense. And, man, to lose that Georgia game the way they did, I don't know, it almost like took like a body punch to them. So I'm going to go with Alabama.
Clean sweep for the second time joining that LSU matchup, guys, and I'm – give me 1 second because I'm looking up Notre Dame's schedule here because it's a cupcakes stretch basically after this matchup.
Shocking.
Wrapping up college football week 8, we got number 20 USC at number 13 Notre Dame. Notre Dame 8.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got Notre Dame minus 8.5. I agree with him. This is part of that stretch run where, you know, at the end of the season, people will be talking about this 10-2 Notre Dame team saying, oh, do they deserve to be in the college football playoff with those two losses to Texas A&M and Miami, who are both ranked in the top 5 right now? And I think that they'll be able to actually get in because they're going to win all these games in a row, and that includes this matchup against USC. I think they handle business at home. Give me Notre Dame minus 8.5.
The Irish definitely have had some easy wins of late, but give me the USC Trojans here. They're coming up 4 straight, you know, pretty nice Big Ten wins, including that impressive one over Michigan. I'll take the Trojans getting 8.5, guys.
Give me the Trojans and the 8.5 points.
It's too many?
Yeah, I think Notre Dame wins, but, you know, man, 8.5 points? I'll take USC.
After that, they got Boston College, Navy, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, and Stanford. So, this is like the last roadblock for them, and I think Marcus Freeman
Pittsburgh
will have
might
his guys
be tough.
Up. Yeah, Pitt. Who did they beat this past weekend, Mike? It was FSU, right?
Yeah,
Florida
they
State.
Beat Florida State.
Coach Norvell, that team is collapsing again.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, moving on to NFL Week 7. We got the Saints at the Bears. Chicago, 5.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Saints plus 5.5, as he always does. Give me the Bears minus 5.5. This kind of screams to me like a 27-20 type of game.
Yeah, sadly, I'm picking Chicago here, too, just for the fact I don't like anything the Saints offense is doing right now, and I think it's hard for anybody that watches this club, you know, regularly to get excited about the lack of scoring, not just in the red zone, overall, just not getting enough touchdowns, and you're not going to win games with field goals, especially going on the road against Chicago. Mike, I've heard you talked about it and agree with you. I might not be crazy about the quarterback in Caleb Williams. He's good, but man, oh man, there's a lot of weapons over there that are a problem.
Ooh-wee. And they had difficulties matching up with Douglas and Boutte. Now, I understand Stephon Diggs. But man, they catch them this week. I got to go with the Bears here.
Yeah, so Bobby's staying alone with the Saints, and we'll see if they end up covering or even winning the game outright. And then, guys, wrapping up a primetime game on Sunday Night Football. We were kind of back and forth with the other NFL game. Would we take the Monday night game between the Lions and the Buccaneers? Instead, we decided to go the Falcons at the 49ers. And the big question, can Kyle Shanahan and this 49ers team that is, as you had mentioned earlier, Mike, a mash unit, continue to somehow win football games? San Francisco 2.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Falcons plus 2.5. I was burned by the Falcons last week, so I will take them here as well, plus 2.5. Bijan Robinson's been unbelievable. And give me Drake London and Michael Penix hooking up a couple times to be able to pull out this victory. And if not, you know, I have a couple points to work with here too.
This one I'm definitely not happy at all with picking. I'm going with Atlanta too, guys. You look at the 49ers right now, the mash unit, banged up squad, whatever you want to say, they are hurting for certain. Yes. They're home in this matchup, and the NFL's been crazy this year. That's why you never know, but I'll take the Dirty Birds here getting 2.5 on the road.
I took Atlanta last night. They did me good. I'm going with San Francisco.
There it is.
I'm going to go. Shanahan, man, he's done a great job. You got to say, too, what Mac Jones has done at quarterback.
Right.
Man, for 3 quarters, he went toe-to-toe with the Bucs, and they were coming after him, too. They don't have a lot of weapons, and he's making it work. You know what? Atlanta, the one consistent thing about them is they're inconsistent. I'm going to go with San Francisco here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they had the game where they lose 30-0 to the Panthers, and then they beat the Bills last night this is a team that's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I'm just hoping that we get, you know, Dr. Jekyll in this upcoming weekend's matchup against the 49ers. Because, as you mentioned, if you're talking about Coach of the Year candidates, Kyle Shanahan is right up there with what he's been able to do.
He's done one hell of a job.
With all of the injuries and to key top players on this roster, too, with Bosa and Kittle and Purdy, and now Fred Warner's out for the year.
Yes, indeed.
All of their highest paid, best players, all pro level talent, has been injured, and they're still finding ways to win. But give me the Falcons here. I think they might be building something towards the middle part of the season. And that's it.
That's why I'm going with San Francisco.
Yeah. That's it, guys.
Because, okay, the last thing you remember is what they did against Buffalo.
Right.
Okay? That's why that line is the way it is. But you know what? There's something to the 49ers. I got to give them a lot of credit. And I think Mac Jones, he has really done a fantastic job filling in for Brock Purdy. And defensively, they play the run pretty well. They really do. Man, they stout against the run. So, yeah, that's why I'm going with San Francisco.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.